Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new conversation from a man's perspective. I am your host, Levanna Forrest, and I am excited this 2014 to be back on BBS Radio. We took a break the last 3 months of the year. I got so busy with activities with my church, I had to take a break and focus on those activities. But I'm excited to be back. I've got some new news and some great news. My handsome nephew, Ashton Darnell, will be our co-host for 2014. Let's give him a round of applause, everybody. Yay! Hey, Darnell, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are very welcome. Well, everyone, I decided to bring Darnell in on conversations because he is young. He's hip, he's with the X generation, and of course, I'm the baby boomer, you know, born in the 60s. My values and thought processes are probably a little antiquated, but a lot of my women listeners and my women guests have all asked if I could bring in some young blood, some fresh blood from their era. So, after talking with Darnell a couple of times, you know, I said, you know what, this would be perfect. And so right now I'm going to let Darnell tell you all a little bit about himself. Darnell?
Thank you again, Auntie. Hi, my name is S. Darnell. I'm originally from San Antonio, Texas. 24 years of age. I study mass media and communications at UNC Charlotte. I reside here in the Charlotte area. I love sports. I love working with children. And I definitely look forward to hopefully being able to give you all, as our audience, some insight on a perspective from a man's perspective. And again, I definitely want to thank Ms. Levanna Forrest for having me.
Oh, you are more than welcome. You are more than welcome. Okay. I also wanted to share that we will be having live conversations this year. And the venue that we are courting right now, and when it's etched in stone, I'll make sure that the banner is placed on the website. We will be at the Nile Community Theater and Lounge, located in Charlotte. And the address is 5741 North Graham Street. That's in Charlotte. I'm very excited about that. We're also working on getting some teams together to pitch for a television show. So I am even more excited about that. So if anyone who's listening or who tunes in to the archives to listen, if you have any friends or guests that would love to be a part of our audience or to be a part of the panel with our live shows, please be sure to email me either at levannaforrest@yahoo.com or if you go onto the website, which is Black Pearl Image Consulting, you may email us at gems@blackpearlimageconsulting. Of any guests that you want us to reach out to and invite, or if you yourself want to be on the show, just let us know. Like I said, I am very excited, trying to put a little bit of edge on the show. Had a few comments about the last few shows. They were getting a little solemn, and let's kick it up a notch. You know, let's kind of ride the edge a little bit to bring something new and different and fresh. And, of course, the main purpose is to bridge the communication gap between men and women. I'm still hearing so many destructive behaviors in relationships. Why can't we just date? If we don't like each other, let's just break up and just keep it moving. Don't hate each other and hurt each other and call each other bad names. It's okay, you know. It's okay to date healthy. And that's what this forum is about. It's about dating healthy. We'll also be covering outside of relationships, some politics, religion, or any topic that you all want us to talk about, you know, we could bring it on and talk about those things. But today, Darnell and I, or Ashton Darnell and I have to get used to this. I call him Darnell. But his radio name is going to be Aston Darnell, right, Darnell?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
And I did it again.
Oh, it's fine if you call me Darnell. It's definitely fine.
Oh, it's okay. Okay, yes. All right, awesome. Everyone, feel free, if anyone's listening, to call in on the 800 number and ask questions. Or you can email your questions and we could respond to them on our next show. But our topic for this show is called 12 Men a Black Woman Should Never Date. And there's an online magazine that I just really, really love. And it's called, it's from mybrother.com. This guy is awesome. I've reached out to him to let him know that I love his magazine. So I'm going to give him all the flashes I could because he's doing a wonderful job. And I want to talk about his topic, and Aston Darnell and I are going to just kind of expand on it. But please go to mybrother.com and read his online magazine. It is awesome. His topics are awesome. I talk about things on his magazine, but I love how he has it packaged together. So hopefully he gets my email. He will say, yes, Levana and Aston Darnell, I want to be on the show. So, but it's pretty cool that he put 12 men a black woman should never date. And I'm thinking 12 men any woman should never date because some of the characteristics I think are very interesting. Danielle, what do you think about his topic? Have you ever warned your girlfriends or any female friends of men to never date?
Yes, ma'am. I definitely agree that there are men as well as women that you should definitely watch out for when attempting to date healthy. Of course, you can't judge a book by its cover.
Right. This is true.
Yes, definitely. You definitely want to take the time to get to know anyone that you choose to build a relationship with, whether that's a friend relationship or, you never know, maybe it could be your next husband or next wife.
Right.
But yes, you definitely have to, definitely would like to do some background work when building relationships.
So what are the things that you've seen that a woman should instantly know to back away from? Hanging out with your friends at college, even though you guys hang out a good time, but if there's one of your best buddy girls and you see her eye is on one of the guys that hangs out in your group, but you know for relationships she's not really the one, what are some of the things you can tell us kind of to be wary of?
Oh, well. Well, first thing I would suggest to anybody who has interest within someone else, as I mentioned before, is to do their background work. You definitely don't want to judge someone just based off of their looks. You'd like to have a conversation with them, maybe, and just kind of fill them out. For instance, I have a friend I don't want to disclose his name online. He might get mad at me.
Don't call his name. We don't want to get sued.
Yes, definitely. But me being his friend, I know that he's not looking for a serious relationship at all. He's
right.
In his mid-20s. Not saying that some of us in our mid-20s aren't looking for a relationship, but he's just at that stage of his life where I guess maybe you can say he feels he's God's gift to earth. So I wouldn't advise any of my female friends to date this guy, but hey, he is my best friend. So with that said, it's all about a person. It's all about the individual. You have to do your background work, and you have to figure out what you like and what you want within a relationship before you can make any prejudgments and before you dive in head first to anything that you do. That's my suggestion.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. You said do background work, I guess it's kind of easy now to do background work because of the internet. You could go on to a couple of sites and you pay a certain fee, you could put in the person's cell phone number. And to my surprise, the cell phone, once you log in, can give you pictures on that particular person's cell phone. It's just really crazy. There's a myriad of things you can do to do background searches. So
wow.
There are a couple of knuckleheads out here, so I guess that's, you know, something smart to do.
Yes, I actually never heard of being able to utilize the phone number or cell number to gain information regarding somebody. I know that a lot of people now, you know, that Twitter is very popular, as well as Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Instagram as well. It's a website where people post pictures of themselves and, you know, open for the public to view. So mm-hmm. Yeah, there's plenty of ways to do your background check.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think about that, because I know colleges and different employers are using those same social medias to do further background checks about your habit, your personal habits, before they hire you. I didn't think about that, but that is something else you could also look into.
Okay.
And you know, and of course, you know me, I'm very analytical, so I watch for the smaller things. I think, Donnell, one thing that I like about you, you can give us a different perspective. When I became, as I become older, I'm very analytical. So I have a tendency to read between the lines, and sometimes a bit too much, because psychology is one of my favorite things. But I love reading between the lines to really figure out what a person's intentions are.
Yeah.
So you're right. We as ladies, we have to be careful.
And
now, what's interesting? Go ahead.
Not to cut you off, Auntie. Just to kind of piggyback of what you just said, intentions. Maybe that's a good question to ask somebody. You know, of course, you might not want to ask them initially what their intentions are, but if you do find yourself maybe in a fresh relationship with somebody, you could definitely ask them what their intentions for a relationship or their intentions with you may be. You know, just to see what type of answer they give, to see if maybe their answer has any substance to it, or if maybe they're just blowing steam towards you.
Yeah. But like you say, not on the first date. When do you think somebody should ask? When should a girl ask you? Ashton Darnell, what are your intentions with me?
Oh. Yeah, and I did say not to ask that initially, because
yeah, you did.
It is a very straightforward question. It is a very straightforward question, but at some time, I definitely feel that is a question that may need to come up.
So, which day should it be? Number 3, 4, or after 3 or 4 months, or what would make a girl even ask that in the first place?
Well, in my belief, a female would only ask that if, or maybe a male would only ask that if he's serious about a possible relationship with you. Maybe he may feel, or she may feel, that you're giving off great vibes. Maybe you guys just click. But maybe there may be some questions just unanswered, and you know, you kind of just want to see what, you know, what are your intentions for us? You know, where do you think we can take this thing? You know,
right.
So that's definitely one of those questions that may pop up after. I hate to put a time frame on it, but maybe after a couple of weeks, maybe even a couple of months, just depending on how fast things are moving.
Right. And you know, that's why quality dating is so important. You know, rather than going to the movie and just a movie and then it was over, you have a drink and you go home, quality dating will allow you the opportunity to really learn a person. And I think when you date like that, sometimes relationship may seem to move fast for people looking, you know, on the outside looking in, but for you, you've had quality time. So the length of time doesn't make a difference. I can understand that.
Definitely.
Okay. Let's look at what this article says. Let's see, mybrother.com, he is so on point. He says, a mama's boy, a woman should never date a mama's boy.
Wow.
Do you have any mama boys, friends, Darnell?
Well, I actually do. One person does come to mind when you mention the term mama's boy. and I won't mention his name either.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, he's actually a great guy. This fellow, all that he really wants is for a female to have his back, for someone to be genuine. You know, and I believe this is kind of, this is second by his relationship with his mother. You know, because he does have such a strong relationship with his mother. They talk every day, even though they're hundreds of miles away from each other. Which is very positive. And honestly, I don't see anything. I don't see anything wrong with him being a mama's boy, and I really don't see how that could affect a relationship that he has with the female. For him, really, it's just about finding that particular female who's right for him, finding the right match.
Right.
But I don't know, Auntie, where do you think being a mama's boy could possibly cause issues within a relationship?
See, for me, it's a man that expects his wife or girlfriend to act like his mom. I have a guy at my job. I can consider him a mama's boy because he said to me, I'm looking for a woman that will help me cook or can clean. Well, he didn't say help me. He just said can cook and clean and scratch his back. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. But he was dead serious.
Yes.
So for me, a mama's boy is a man who wants a woman in his life to act as his mom, to be the mother role, to cook and clean, do his laundry, remind him to pay his bills, remind him to make sure his car is taken care of, that kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, that's how I see. Now, I have not met any men or come across any men who are mama boys, you know, in my personal space.
Yes.
Like I said, this coworker of mine, when he said that, I'm like, you will never find a good woman with that kind of attitude.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what I think.
Yeah, and I could definitely agree with that. I couldn't imagine any female wanting a male who needs to be reminded to pay his bills and things of that sort. You know, that's just something that. I'm sorry, but yeah, that's just something that you have to kind of be responsible and take responsibility over yourself, rather than putting it off to someone who you're in a relationship with.
Right. Now, of course, if there's a woman that wants and needs to take care of someone, and she happens to meet a guy who wants and needs to be taken care of, then that's a perfect match.
True.
Has to be that kind of balance. Otherwise, I don't see that working at all. And like, you know, like your friend, you say that talks to his mom, you know, all the time. I think it's good, though, for a man to have a good relationship with his mother, not obsessive, of course. But a lot of women actually like it when men have a strong relationship with their mom. Because for them, if a man treats his mother with respect and treat her like a flower, then she too will be treated the same way. Do you agree with that?
I definitely agree with it. And I do know that, I can't say I know, but I have heard of females, you know, cherishing, you know, their counterparts having a relationship with their mother, just for the same reasons that you just mentioned. They feel that if you can have that strong of a relationship with your mother, it definitely shows respect towards females. Definitely shows that you probably can hold a conversation. And it's just positive, you know. Everybody, I would hope that everyone would cherish relationships with their parents, whether that be male or female.
Right. Okay. The next one on mybrother.com gift is a lazy mooch. Who wants a man who's a lazy mooch?
Oh, wow.
Of course, nobody wants a lazy man in their life. But what do you say about that? Do you know of any lazy mooches or any relationships that have a lazy mooch partner in it?
I can't say that I know of any relationships personally that have a lazy guy or maybe a lazy female. But I, of course, on television we see it, and of course we do hear about it, so we know that it does exist. Being lazy is something that you have to get over in life, you know. So that's more of a, if you're a lazy person, I think that relationship is kind of the least thing you should be interested in or worried about. You have to get some
exactly.
personal. You definitely
right.
have to get personal things together within your life before you can enter a relationship, because especially in our day and time, relationships don't work when one person is carrying all the weight, unless of course they're a multimillionaire. But
right.
we don't have too many of those.
You are exactly right. Yeah, I mean, lazy. Need some vitamins, or are you depressed? You know, and I would think if someone's lazy, they're probably depressed. Of course, with me, analytical. What happened in your life that put you in this place right now? You know, what's going on in your past to make you end up in the place you are right now? In other words, why are you lazy? What makes you lazy? You know, but I don't know. You could be lazy because your mom, the mama's boy, mom did everything so you didn't have to. Would that make you a lazy mooch? Well, you know, could be. Never know.
Definitely possible.
Yeah. I'm kind of leaning towards that's probably what it is. You grew up with everyone doing everything for you. You never had the ambition to do anything on your own. Okay, the next type, the jealous type, the stalking boy. Yeah, nobody wants anybody that drives in front of the house 5 or 6 times to see what car pulls up in the driveway. You know, that's kind of dangerous.
Yeah, that's,
you know.
It's actually funny that we're talking about it. I had a recent conversation with a coworker of mine. He was telling me, you know, he's a little older. He's probably in his mid-50s. And he was telling me that a couple of years back, there was a female that he knew from high school. They barely had a relationship, but they did have some type of relationship. But he said that 10, 15 years down the line, he hasn't heard from this girl. 15 years, and he gets some mail from her. He gets a postcard in the mail. And pretty much within this postcard, she was just, I guess, spilling her feelings and, you know, spilling her heart to him and letting him know that, you know, hey, I really thought that we had something and just, you know, and so forth and whatnot. But this
All
guy,
these years later? Wow.
15 years later. And this guy, he's actually married. He has 3 children. He's happy. He did show the letter to his wife, and his wife, of course, was not happy at all that she reached out to him. Yes. But the crazy thing that ended up happening is the lady actually showed up to his house.
Oh my God.
Yes, she showed up to his house. And of course they ended up calling the police and you know taking things to that level, but stalky types or jealous types, I don't know. That's something that you have to figure out within yourself. There's too many people out here in the world, too many beautiful people, for you to get caught up on one person.
Yeah.
If somebody else moves forward in life, you can only be happy for them.
Right.
You have to do your thing. You have to let them do theirs.
Mhm.
Mhm. How about you? Have you ever run across any jealous people or any stalkers in your life, Auntie?
Oh, at least not to my knowledge. I haven't had any stalkers. If they did, they didn't tell me. And I wasn't peeping out the window to see if they were out there. As far as jealous, I don't think I have. I know I was talking with the owner of the Nile on yesterday. His name is Curtis, and we were talking about jealous partners. But I have to say that I was blessed because my first husband, he was total opposite. You know, we had a great respect for each other and a great trust factor there. Yeah. And I remember once we went out dancing because we love to go dancing on Friday nights. So he and I were out dancing, and this guy came up to me and tapped me on my shoulder and asked me if I wanted to dance. And I turned to my husband at the time, and I said, "Hey, do you mind if I go dance?" He goes, "Sure." And the guy who tapped me was like, "That's your husband?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, no, it's okay." I said, "No, but really, he doesn't mind. Let's go dance, you know." But it's because, you know, he was not jealous. He knew that I was his wife. We had a respect. We trusted each other. He knew I was going home to him. We just had that clear understanding. But, you know, everyone, they're not built that way. You know, some men believe that if you're my girlfriend or if you're my wife, then you look at no other man. You talk to no other man no matter what. That is so absurd. It's unrealistic. And it shows that you are not strong within yourself and that you don't believe in your relationship or believe in your wife or your girlfriend. So I think I've been blessed to make sure that the men in my circle understood that I'm a very outgoing, ambitious, aggressive, talkative, artistic woman, and I'm around all kinds of people. It didn't matter what nationality, what race, didn't matter what gender, didn't matter what your sexuality was. I'm around everyone, and they understood that in me. And so I think because of that, I probably drove away the jealous type and only brought in the stronger type. Does that make any sense to you?
Oh, definitely, yeah, definitely. That's great. But when you mentioned that, I think I see that more in my generation now. I think that I see, you know, females are comfortable with talking and having friendships and relationships with other males while being in relationships. I can't say that all of them are respectful of their counterparts, or I can't say that all of them are respectful of their counterparts, and I can't say that all of them do things behind their counterparts' back, but I do know that now it seems that you can have more of a friendship with whether being a male or a female with another girl while having a girlfriend, or another male wife, boyfriend. So that's actually good to see. I don't believe that one person should control, you know, the possibility of a lifelong friendship with somebody else just because they're of the opposite sex.
Exactly. You have to have the balance. You know, you have to have the balance.
Definitely.
Okay, what about a pompous ass? Do you know any pompous asses? Oh, my goodness.
Well, I do know of one buddy. He's a good guy. He's actually an artist. He makes music. And I believe that he's changed his ways.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there was a time in his life where, you know, it definitely was all about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he really didn't care what other people thought, whether it being females or males.
Right.
When it comes to females, maybe he had one thing in mind when it came to females at this time. And if mm-hmm. they weren't about it, then, hey, so be it. He wasn't going to have any part within them, you know. So I don't think that's any way to live your life, personally. But,
right.
I mean, this definitely does exist.
Yeah. I think people who are like that, they're really lacking something internal, and they make up for it by being insulting and just rude to people. And, you know, they don't want to be corrected. They don't know how to be corrected or accept correction or constructive criticism. So they put up this facade, and I think it pushes people away from them. So to me, people like this, they're really weak vessels. You know, I really think so. Because to me, the stronger the person, the more constructive criticism you can take, because that's the thing that also makes you stronger.
Exactly.
And that's for men and women. That's for everybody, you know. None of us were born knowing everything. We learned. And then our parents corrected us when we did things wrong. And then they praised us when we did things correct or right or good. But people who are like this, I think they're lacking a lot. Their self-esteem is very, very low. So they feel safer putting you down first to make them shine. And I've met a few people like that. They're not good people to be around.
Yeah.
I'm not around them today because they're not healthy.
Now.
Yeah. Do you know any shy guys?
Well, I'm a shy guy myself, I'll be honest with you. I think that I've actually worked myself out of my shy ways. I'm not sure. It's kind of easy to be shy these days, you know, and I wouldn't necessarily call it shy, but what do you mean by shy? Do you mean shy as in shy when trying to speak to a female, or what could you kind of expand on that for me?
Well, I think for me, a shy guy is a guy who would rather sit back and watch rather than be involved, more of an introvert guy. Some shy guys really don't have much to say. But they're very aware of your feelings and what makes you happy. So, for me, I wouldn't mind a shy guy. Because I probably would need somebody not very, very, not painfully shy, but because I think I'm so outgoing, a shy guy for me would probably balance out our relationship a little bit. I think a guy that's more hyper than me would probably make me crazy. So, I think it depends, but I think in this article he's saying stay away from a shy guy if you want someone to be more involved in the external part of your life.
Okay.
But there are shy guys that have a balance. I think you have a balance. I think if you were shy, you would not agree to be on this radio show. You know,
yes.
So you have balance, and that's important. So
Definitely.
That's what I think. Okay. Well, right now, everyone, we are talking with Ashton Darnell. He is our new co-host with Conversations from a Man's Perspective. And I am your host, Levanna Forrest. We will take a break, and we'll be right back.
Kush roll glass full. Kidding. Big up to Drake. Not a lot of people know how to use or have fun with auto-tune, so let's give it a shot. Remove my hands, cut off my arms, I'll still never let you go, I'll still never let you go, oh, oh. Remove my feet, cut off my legs, I'll forever stand in love, I'll forever stand in love, oh. Oh, it's been a long road.
think of you. I'll forever think of you. Oh, remove my soul, cut out my heart. I'll still feel the way I do. I'll still feel the way I do.
Okay, we are back talking with Ashton Darnell, and he's giving us his perspective on 12 men a woman should never date. We're taking some hits from an article from mybrother.com. It's an online magazine, a wonderful magazine. It's for the brothers, but I say sisters, you should peek at it and read it. The information is so insightful. I love it. And so we are hitting on his highlights, and we were expounding on it from our experiences. So far, we have a few men that women should never date, a mama's boy, a lazy mooch, the jealous, stalky type, the pompous ass, the shy guy, and the next on the list is the cheater.
Oh, woo, man. The infamous cheater.
Oh, my gosh. I could give a gazillion reasons not to date a cheater. I mean, for one, if he doesn't wear condoms, then he would just help spread all the stuff that the health department writes statistics about, and HIV being one. And that's one of the things that scares me, Darnell, is because I find that a lot of black men don't like condoms, you know, and then I look at HIV population in the black community, and it's sky high. So that scares me, you know.
It is very scary to think about that, you know, that part of the deal, you know, that comes with the cheater or possibly comes from a cheater. And I'll be completely honest. I have cheated in my past.
Whoa.
Yes.
I can't believe that. Not the shy guy.
the shy guy has been a cheater.
Boy.
It's nothing that I'm proud of at all. But it was a stage that I had to get through. And coming through that stage, I have realized that you know, it was a time in my life where I didn't know what I wanted, you know, so it was something that I had to get through to see exactly what I wanted or exactly what I needed from a relationship, you know, to realize that I didn't need multiple relationships to equate for what I needed for myself.
Wow.
So, yes, we can't badger the cheater too much, but you definitely want to keep in mind of the things that you do that may affect someone else. Right? And so, right. So you can't, you know, cheaters, you can't be all about you all the time. You gotta put yourself in other people's shoes.
Yeah. So, Ashton Darnell, what do you think about the woman who stays by her man who cheats? What do you think about her? When you say you're out with one of your boys, you know your boy's cheating, and you know his girlfriend knows, and she sticks with him. What do you think about her?
Well, I can't be mad at her at all.
Really? Why? Is that love, or is that just being foolish?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. No, obviously she loves the person who she's with, because I mean, 9 times out of 10. Well, I can't say 9 times out of 10, but most of the time, once someone finds out that they're being cheated on, they, you know, they cut ties with that person. But yeah. You know, if you love someone that much, and hey, that may be the reason why you're sticking by them. But at the same time, you know, there may be something that you're missing in your life, or there may be some knowledge that you're lacking regarding yourself for sticking with someone who's choosing to do hurtful things towards you. So
wow.
I can't be mad at you for loving someone and appreciating something out of somebody. But at the same time, I would advise you to kind of get more in tune with yourself and figure out exactly what you want out of a relationship, or exactly what you want for yourself out of life.
Wow.
So that's the best advice I could give to someone who's been cheated on.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. I love that. I love that perspective. You know, I've dated a cheater.
Yes.
And I think even though the evidence is not like in your face, the habits that the man is portraying, when you narrow it down, it's almost like, well, this has got to be this. It's not A, B, and C. It's got to be D. And like you said, you have to stop and look at yourself to see, what is it about me that I'm allowing this man to stay in my life? What void is he filling for me? So I like that perspective. Of course, you know, that relationship is long gone and over, but I had to do a lot of self-checks. Why am I allowing this, or why am I pretending that it's not existing? A lot of women pretend they don't know. You know, the signs are there, and we pretend. Because we think if we stay with them just a little bit longer, he'll come back around to us. When it really has nothing to do with the woman, it's the man himself dealing with his own issues as to why he's cheating. You know, so, but I like that point of view. That's awesome. Okay, the next guy on the list is the man with the violent temper. That, my friend, goes without saying. X him off the list quick.
Yes.
Do not let a man hit you. Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
have you witnessed anything like that, any violent relationships while you were at school? I know a lot of abuse, to my surprise, you know, happens on college campuses.
That is true. Personally, I haven't witnessed anything of that sort. But we do hear about it, you know, way too often. If you're in a violent relationship, and this is for males and females, because there are females who like to throw a couple of punches, as well as males who like to handle things however they choose to handle them. This is just unhealthy habits. You know, it's the practice of unhealthy habits.
Right.
Really, I'd hate to say you get to a certain age where fighting should not be something that you participate in. But really, growing up, period, you know, fighting and violence, you know, it's something that we want to stray away from as much as possible. And to think that you can be in a relationship with somebody who you may consider the closest person to you at a particular time in your life, think of them, you know, having a violent temper towards you, or possibly putting their hands on you for whatever may reason it could possibly be. There's no reason. Well, yeah, there's no reason for us to put our hands on each other. So
right.
That's why I stand on that standpoint. I just totally disagree with that choice of resolving any issue.
Right, right. And to me, that's also a sign of a weak individual. You cannot express yourself through words,
yes.
So you hit. You know, and it's not the woman's fault, because a lot of times women blame themselves. Like, brought it on myself. No, you didn't bring it on yourself. That's already within that other individual. And sometimes, you know, I think when we watch violence growing up, tend to do the same thing as adults because of the environment that we were raised in. We know it's dysfunctional, and we try not to be that dysfunction, but you find yourself in the same place as an adult, you know, mirroring that same dysfunction. Yeah, I've never been in an abusive relationship. I've never had a man to hit me, probably because I have a big mouth and I scare them away. I don't know, but I've never had it. I remember in college, I was dating this guy, and he was upset because his father had just passed away. He was very much on edge. And I said something. I don't remember what I said, but I said something, and it ticked him off. And he raised his hand to hit me. Well, his brother actually caught his arm and pulled him away from me. And that was it. It was over. The relationship was over.
Yes.
And I was in love with this guy. I was in love with his family. I would go to his parents' house on the weekends and hang out with them. We were so close, Ashton Darnell. I would crawl in the bed with his mom and go to sleep. You know, because she was like my mom. You know, I love this family. But when he did that, it struck a nerve in me. And I thought, if you couldn't control your temper, then I don't need to be with you. You know, what could happen? What would, if your brother was not there, what would have happened?
Exactly.
So, you know, years later, he wanted me to come back. He begged me for forgiveness. His sister says, oh, Levana, forgive him. But I said, no, you know, I couldn't do it. You know, I couldn't do it. So I have no idea if he changed his ways or if he's still violent. I didn't stick around to find out. But I tell women, never, ever, never, ever allow a man to hit you. And if he does, and you stay with him, you make sure you hit him back. But pretend I didn't say that. But anyway, Darnell.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Okay, the next guy is the I'm not sure if he's straight guy.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Do you know any guys that can't figure out where they want to be or... you know, I had a friend, I couldn't figure out either where he wanted to be. I mean, he was dating girls, but it was awkward, you know. What do you think about that?
I feel that if you have a love for somebody or if you want to be in a relationship with someone, you know, it's your choice, and, you know, the world is ours, so if you find something beautiful, hey, go all for it. But personally, I don't think that guys who like guys should mess with females, or guys who like females should mess with guys. You know, it's just, there's a thin line. When it comes to that, it's really just based off of safety, and practicing healthy habits.
Right.
I'm sure that you would hate to put somebody in risk of something because of your liking, you know?
Right.
So, and I don't know any guy who is on the verge or who is on that line of, you know, liking females and liking males or anything of that sort. But if I did, the only advice I could give them is, you know, to just determine what it is that you like, what is your thing.
And, be honest with yourself.
Definitely. Exactly. I couldn't have said it any better. You know, just be honest with yourself. I'm sorry, you can, got it.
Oh, I apologize. I think, you know, what this guy is saying in this article, he is saying, ladies, if you have any doubt, don't date him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, rather trying to figure out, is he or isn't he? Just if you have doubts, just don't date, you know. And that goes with us following our instinct. You know, women are very intuitive. Some of us ignore it because we want the eye candy. We ignore what our emotional and spiritual life needs. We look at eye candy and think about the physical. And I think that's how a lot of us get hurt. And I think that's how a lot of men are able to take advantage of women, because we ignore the most important aspects of an individual, you know, when dating. You know, so if you're in doubt, just don't hang out with them. Keep it moving, right?
Hey, I totally agree with that. I totally agree. Yeah, if you have to ask that question, just think to yourself, that's a question I should never really have to ask myself.
I know. So, you're right.
Yeah, just you may just want to look forward. Don't look back.
Yeah. And the next one I think is interesting. The magician, the guy that's here and you look and he's not there, the man that doesn't answer the phone, or my phone fell in the toilet, or I didn't get your call. I didn't know you called. Really? You know. What is your advice about the magician? Is that okay for you guys to pretend you didn't know that we called?
Well, no, it's not fair. It's not fair at all. And I did mention earlier that I did hold the title of the cheater early.
I can't believe it, but go ahead.
Yeah, and the magician, I was a magician during this time as well. You know, if you're talking to a guy and, you know, things are cool sometimes, but, you know, other times maybe you call him and you don't hear back from him for a couple of hours or maybe a couple of days. And, you know, his excuse for whatever is just something that, you know, it's just not quite adding up for you.
Right.
You know, just recognize the signs, you know, and he definitely could be a cheater, or he could definitely have, you know, a life or a side life that you're not aware of.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a couple of things that you want to look out for when dating guys.
Yeah.
I'm sure that every female, or most females, you know, they want consistency. As well as males, we like consistency as well. Mm-hmm. So consistency isn't there. There may be some questioning that needs to take place, just to kind of get on the same level, or just to make sure that you guys are, hey, even wanting the same thing, you know. So,
right.
Beware of the magician. You know, they are out there. Like I mentioned before, I was one myself. Won't lie about it.
What about the guy that says I need space? What about the guy that says I just need space? So how do you figure out what's space and what's I'm not really interested and I hit you back when I'm done with the other woman? How do we figure that out?
Well, think about it is, you know, as a male, we're going to take as much as you give us sometimes. You know.
Oh, wow. Yes. Yeah. Do you hear that, ladies? Did you repeat that again?
Yeah, we'll take as much as we can get sometimes, you know.
Yes.
If we mention to you that we want space, speaking personally for myself, if I want space, then that means that I, you know, we really don't have to talk too much anymore. You know, I'll catch up with you in a couple of months, see how you're doing, and, you know, make sure that you're well. But space is space, you know. And
or space means I'm not really interested.
In my perspective, that's what it means. And okay. If a female were to tell me that she needs space, she wouldn't hear. I would give her as much space as she needs, you know, and that's just how I am. So, I mean, instead of maybe reading between the lines, you might just want to read the bold-faced words, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Space is space, so you give them as much as they need, and if they want to reach out to you, they definitely will.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we are almost out of time, but I want to touch base on the last few characteristics of a man that we want to avoid, and they are the abuser or the misuser, which is almost in line with, you know, the guy that will hit you, But there's such thing as emotional abuse, or the guy that uses alcohol and drugs. You know, you want to stay away from those. The hater, and the cheapskate. So, ladies, if you want to really read up on this article, or guys, go to mybrother.com. The online magazine is awesome. So I advise you to go and read it. I want to thank Ashton Darnell for his debut on Conversations from a Man's Perspective.
My pleasure.
Darnell, give us your closing remarks, and we're out of here.
All right, again. First and foremost, I'd like to thank my auntie for giving me this opportunity, as well as listeners, men and women, for tuning in with us. Without you all, we wouldn't have a voice. I'd like to leave you all with a word of advice. At the end of a long, hard, productive day, you know, all we can really ask for, loving creatures, is for someone to have our back, someone to be in our corner, you know, through thick and thin. So, if you believe that there may be somebody like this in your life, but you're not quite sure that they are, you know, just ask them a question. Hey, baby, will you have my back? You know, and don't be afraid to ask that question. Once again, thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. Good night.